Log Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Thanks for taking some time out of your busy day and joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. And today we're joined with South Carolina State Bulldogs' Raphael Bush. He's one of the top safeties from the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. He was also 2010 All-Decade Team at South Carolina State. And Raphael, you were the 2009 Defensive MVP. I mean, what's it like having your teammates and coaches call you out as the MVP of the defense?
Well, it's a truly honor for a player to come to see me in that perspective. So I've worked hard to get where I'm at. You know, coming from a situation where I was just a walk-on, and coming to learn, being able to play, and ended up being a starter. And then, you know, just becoming an MVP and the coaches and the players' eyes, you know, it's just an honor. And felt really good, and I'm glad that the way this built about the field was going very awesome.
Excellent. And, you know, talk about becoming a walk-on. You know, you get to South Carolina State, you're a walk-on, and now, you know, you're at the front door of knocking on the NFL and, you know, becoming an NFL player. I mean, talk about that experience. I mean, did you expect all this when you arrived at South Carolina State?
Not at all. I mean, not at all. You know, after transferring, I was just hoping to get the opportunity to play. And the good thing about it was that I already knew quite a few movies out of high school, so we were kind of familiar with each other. And basically, I was just stepping out on a limb and walking on. And you know, I worked hard. I already understood the game. So when I came out there, it was like I had a step ahead of other walk-ons. So things just started to fall in place, and you know, ended up getting to play my first year after my redshirt year. And the rest of history, you know, had a pretty good career. So once we had championships and everything was great, so I definitely imagine it was pronounced that way. But it's just like living the dream, man. You know, you only know what you want to do, but you know, some things just happen, and then that's just the way it happens. So it's a great opportunity and it's a great blessing.
Excellent. And he's talking about Coach Buddy Pugh from South Carolina State, one of the great coaches of the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. You know, Raphael, looking at your game, I mean, obviously, I think I would just label you as a playmaker. It seems like when that ball gets in your hands, good things are going to happen. I know you had a few interceptions, a few touchdowns, I think five overall, if I'm not sure. But, I mean, talk a little bit about your game. I mean, for the, you know, the audience listening out there, I'm sure they don't get to see South Carolina State play that much. But tell them what type of player you are on the defensive side.
Well, basically, man, just a very versatile player. You know, a lot of guys that play safety, they're only good at doing one thing, and they may cover, or maybe they can tackle, or maybe they can blitz. But I think my game revolves around all three of those things. You know, being able to cover, being able to blitz, and being able to tackle. You know, and I think a lot of times, you know, our coach has us with the mentality to score on defense. So I think just playing offense a lot in high school and love playing offense. When you get the ball in your hands and you're a defensive guy, you just feel like, okay, I have to score. So that's a lot of our mentality. And you know, I just have a knack for, you know, man, being able to find the end zone with the ball in my hands. And you know, that just comes with a lot of preparation and understanding what you have to do and what's your job and what's your role. So I think, you know, if you tie all three of those things in, I think that's what my game.
Excellent. Raphael Bush joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. He's a young man who's making his way towards the NFL, and we're bringing him to here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Raphael, I mean, you know, obviously, right before we went on, you were talking about your pro day. When is your pro day going to be?
Pro day is on March 31st, 2 o'clock at South Carolina.
And are you going to be performing all the drills?
Yes, sir. All the drills that they have us do, I will be performing.
And I was curious. I mean, when I see the latest numbers, I see about 5'11", 195. Are you still at that current weight? And should you measure in at that height?
Yeah, I'll probably be about 5'10" in a couple of quarters. Probably weigh about 200 now. Gained a couple of pounds. But most of the measures will probably be the same.
And how about your teammates, I mean, or even Coach Pugh? I mean, was there anybody at your time at South Carolina that you kind of look back on and they helped kind of mentor you or get to where you're at today?
Yes, I would have to say my defensive coordinator, Coach Mike Adams. So when I first came in, he was just our defensive back coach. And, you know, walking home, you know, he didn't really know much about me. You know, he just gave me the opportunity to play. And it was like he saw something in me. You know, he had the most upfront respect for me, and I had the most upfront respect for him. And also my defensive back coach, Maurice Dreher. He came in, he was there for 2 years, he graduated from Citadel, he played at Citadel. And when he came in, he was just like, you know, if you guys feel like y'all have a shot to play in the NFL. So it was, he felt like it was his job to do the best that he could make sure that he could establish something for us after college football. And he always kept it 100% honest with us, whether we liked it or not. And I think that's just what I was most expecting about him. You know, the way he felt about the game and the way he felt about how things were going. So all of us players were faced with that. So I think that's what brought us so close together as a coach and a player.
Excellent. And is there anything that, you know, when people are breaking down game film of you, I mean, is there anything that you might not have been able to do because of the scheme of the defense that, you know, you really couldn't showcase a certain talent or a certain skill just because of the system?
Yeah, I would have to say, you know, with the scheme and the defense we play, I didn't get to get a lot of interceptions. And the reason being was because, you know, I played in the box a lot. So basically, I was on the line of scrimmage, so I was making passes in the box in the trenches. So I would have to say, you know, making interceptions was something that I normally didn't do because of the scheme. But when opportunity came to hand, you know, I made them and tried to take the best of the opportunity.
And I see those two fumble returns for touchdowns this year. When you grabbed those, I mean, were those, you know, where were those balls? Were those behind the line of scrimmage type hits? Or, you know, how did those balls, they just fell into place somewhere?
It's just always, when you run to the ball, you know, good things happen. And when you always hustle it, you know, it's like if you work hard and good things happen, you know, you can just be running to the ball. And that's just basically what happens. You know, just running to the ball, running to the play. And there goes the treat. You know, whatever you do after you get the on your hands, you know. So basically, you know, just being able to run the ball and hustle. Sometimes it can help you, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, I see, you know, two interceptions and I see two fumble recoveries, and out of those four times that you had your hands on the ball, it resulted in two touchdowns. So that's 50%. That's a great percentage. So, I mean, once that ball gets in your hands, I mean, are you pretty swift of foot? I mean, are you pretty good at, you know, obviously getting to the end zone? I mean, you pretty quick like that?
Well, I would have to say I'm pretty fast, or fast, you know. You know, just when I get the ball in my hand, your mentality gets the offense. Now you're trying to score. Now you're trying to get the offense position where they can score. But, you know, you make a few guys miss, and then now you have guys blocking for you. Now you see the end zone. It's just basically 50%, maybe 90% determination. You just want to get in the end zone, want to get in the box. You know, defensive guys don't normally get the score. And the majority of people who probably play defense have played offense before somewhere in their life. So when you get that ball in your hands, you know, you feel like back in the old days, now you want to score. That's how you get some fame. You know, a lot of guys want to score. But yeah, it changes the game and the outcome.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Raphael Bush, South Carolina State Bulldogs, here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm Raphael. Everyone who comes on the show, I always ask them, you know, if we put you in an NFL uniform right now, who are you going to kind of compare to that plays on Sundays?
Well, I would have to say Bob Sanders. You know, that's one of my favorite safeties. I know you have your Ed Reed, and you have your Troy Polamalu, but I would have to compare my game to Bob Sanders. You know, he's not really a big guy, you know, real short and stout, but he's a good tackler, you know, he makes a lot of tackles in the box, behind a lot of scrimmage. He does a lot of numerous things, so if I would have to compare myself to someone, it was the ball, man.
Hey, if you're going to compare yourself to anybody, man, though, the heart and soul of that Indianapolis defense, Bob Sanders from Iowa. I'm Raphael. I mean, in terms of your pro day, I mean, have you had any scouts coming through South Carolina State, or have you any had, you know, any contacts or anything like that with the NFL teams?
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of teams during the season. You know, we had a lot of guys. We have a lot of prospects that's coming out this year, so we got opportunities at least every Monday or Tuesday to talk to at least maybe two different teams throughout whole season. So, you know, that's a good name, because you know, I got the name out there, a little bit of exposure, so a lot of scouts get to see and understand what I do and how things are done to talk a lot of things. So I talked to plenty of teams, and after the season, yes, I talked to a couple of teams, other said that they were interested. But my main focus is just making sure that I nail this pro day and just turn a couple of heads, you know, just maybe one or two teams, whoever's going to be there. Just make sure that I'm doing my job. And, you know, the rest is not really in my hands. All I can do is just do my part. And then hopefully someone will give me the opportunity or shot to play. And that's all I'm looking for. Just try to get my foot in the door.
Oh yeah, that's the biggest step, you know, getting your foot in that door and then establishing yourself and then, you know, just running with it. You know, Rafael, you know, the first couple times you had talks with NFL teams or scouts or whatnot, I mean, what was that feeling like? I mean, did you kind of have to pinch yourself and take a step back? I mean, when you hung up the phone, could you believe that you just hung up with the NFL club?
That's the truest lesson. You go throughout your whole life and, you know, been playing football for this amount of years, and it's like a dream. But yes, you have to pitch yourself, and it's like, this is really just happening. And I now actually talking to the NFL team, something that I always dreamed of. But then again, at the same time, you know, it's just talk, you know, conversation. So you just have to stay focused and understand reality, you know. The NFL is mostly the business, nothing personal. But you have to understand that. And the only thing that you can do is to do your part and just hopefully somebody will understand and give you that shot. So, I mean, it was first couple of the teams I talked to, it was like, wow, it is just happening. And then it just kept coming in, and they just kept coming in. So it was really a blessing. And sometimes, you know, it just really happened. And, you know, it did. So you just continue to do what you do as a person and as a player and let the other stuff handle itself.
Excellent. Rafael Bush, South Carolina State Bulldogs. He was the 2009 defensive MVP, and he was also named to the 2010 All-Decade team at South Carolina State at safety, and that is one of the biggest honors a player could have. Rafael, before we let you go today, we always like to have a little fun with you guys. We call it three downs and out, and there are questions on the lighter side of things. You ready to take a shot at it?
Let's go.
All right, first down is, if Rafael Bush could take any female celebrity out to dinner, who would you like to take?
Beyonce.
Oh! No, that's all right. All right, man. Well, she is now, her and Halle Berry were the finalists right now, and you just gave Beyonce a three-vote lead over Halle Berry, so that's. And so there you go. So don't feel bad. Beyonce is getting more votes than anybody out there. So
yeah, I won't feel too bad now.
Yeah, no, like I said, she's putting the beat down on the rest of the ladies out there. They're all going hungry. They're not being taken to dinner. Beyonce might be putting some pounds on with all the meals she's going to. And second down, Rafael. If you're on America's Got Talent and you couldn't show your great safety skills, what other talent could you showcase America?
Some acrobatic skills, you know, doing some backflips and cartwheels, some gymnastic skills. I never took any gymnastics, but, you know, when I was younger, I used to just go outside and just cut flips all day until I was tired. So, if that was anything, I would just go out there and do some backflips.
Very nice. When you get to the next level, you plan on doing any backflips or anything when you score?
Nah, I don't want to get fined. I want Rock to get there to find me. You know, I just want to continue to be a low-key guy, you know, just do my part and just help my team win. But I'm keeping that first football, though.
There you go. Yeah, you got to keep the first one. And the final down, third down here for you. If you could be the spokesperson or the face of a product, if you could advertise any product out there, well, what would you like to endorse?
It has to be something popular. Nike.
There you go.
A lot of people wear Nike, you know. It's very popular. Everyone's wearing it. As far as athletes and just regular people who just walk around. So I would have to say Nike if it's anything.
Very nice. Well, Rafael, we'd love to have you back on the show, especially after your pro day, to talk and touch base and see how that went. And we just want to thank you for coming on and spending some time here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.
Thank you. Okay, then, no problem. Thanks for having me.
No, anytime. That's Ralphie O. Bush, South Carolina State Bulldogs, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. Thanks for taking some time.